Like Iraq, North Korea has become a presidential campaign issue. The Bush administration says the U.S. is making progress toward eliminating nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula. But if you believe North Korea's public statements, it continues to build a nuclear arsenal. And just yesterday, North Korea ruled out attending new multilateral talks. The administration's critics say it should have tried sooner to get the North Koreans talking. Here's NPR's Vicky O'Hara.
The United States says it discovered 2 years ago that North Korea had a uranium enrichment program in violation of international agreements. The Bush administration initially refused to discuss the issue with North Korea until Pyongyang made substantial concessions toward permanent nuclear disarmament. Instead, North Korea escalated the crisis. It revived another nuclear program that had been mothballed since 1994. The U.S. then changed tacks, agreeing to negotiate with North Korea in a multilateral framework involving China, Russia, Japan, and South Korea. But Jonathan Pollack, an Asia analyst with the U.S. Naval War College, questions why the administration delayed talking to the North at the possible price of nuclear proliferation by a rogue state.
It is close to 2 years since any kind of sustained contact at a bilateral basis with the North Koreans shut down. Are we better off than where we were 2 years ago with respect to the control of their nuclear weapons potential? And the answer is obviously no. The question would be, what price are we prepared to pay if we don't like where we are? Or is where the administration is right now, could they have been there several years ago? That's a legitimate question.
A senior administration official who would not speak for attribution says it took considerable time to convince North Korea's neighbors to adopt a common strategy for eliminating Pyongyang's nuclear programs. The official says that in early 2003, only Japan had signed on to the multilateral process. Russia, China, and South Korea, the official says, came aboard later last year. In June of this year, at the last round of six-party talks with North Korea, Washington put forward its first detailed offer to the North, based on an agreement with the neighboring countries. James Lilly, former U.S. ambassador to South Korea and now a senior fellow with the American Enterprise Institute, says that was real progress.
To achieve that agreement was no small task. The problem is in the implementation, it's like herding cats. Because each person has their own agenda. China has theirs, South Korea has theirs, Japan has theirs. So I think what they've tried to do is to pull together a consensus, but then take advantage of the growing disillusionment in these circles with North Korean behavior.
Jonathan Pollack says that agreement could have been reached earlier if the administration had not been so opposed to talking to North Korea. Jack Pritchard was very close to the administration's discussions on North Korea. He served as the State Department negotiator with Pyongyang until late last August. Pritchard says the Bush administration, from its earliest days in power, viewed Pyongyang in black and white terms. And that attitude, he says, drove policy.
You don't negotiate with evil, and that's the terminology that was used. You know, so it was very difficult to find room for diplomacy, to find root.
As the situation worsened in the winter of 2002, the Bush administration steadfastly refused to acknowledge there was a crisis. A senior administration official says that to do so at that point would have played into North Korean hands. But Jack Pritchard says the bigger reason was the looming war in Iraq.
The administration's point of view was the North Korean issue is not going to become a crisis. They're only focused on Iraq, and they would not allow anything to refocus its attention away from Iraq.
Ambassador Lilly argues that the administration's focus was correct.
We had a real problem in Iraq in the sense that Saddam Hussein was visibly more threatening to us than North Korea was.
But the administration may be vulnerable on that point. The United States has failed to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, while North Korea flaunts its pursuit of nuclear weapons. Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry has questioned the administration's North Korea policy, and the issue is likely to remain alive in the months leading up to the election.
That's NPR's Vicky O'Hara reporting from here in Washington.